Pretty soon, folks are going to be gearing up for commercial fishing in your district here at Kodiak all around. What are the outlooks for managing commercial fisheries and the influx of people during this time of COVID-19?
Well, of course, Jay, that's really problematic. We have just, in the Senate at least, added another $1 million into the fish and game budget for management to make sure that the fish and game has the crew they need to manage the fisheries. So there it had been slighted over the last few years. There's been sort of moved more to put money into sport fishing and less into commercial. So I think that rectifies that a little bit. That $1 million will be really helpful to the department to make sure they have the manpower they need to manage the fisheries. I am concerned, of course, about the well, not only the fisherman, of course, making sure they have the crews they need, but also the processors and making sure they have the employees they need to manage the fisheries as it moves ahead. Halibut, the price is considerably less this year so far. And some fishermen have been told that the price could go even lower, or that maybe there wasn't even a market for, say, for halibut, for example. So we're watching that close. We want to make sure that those markets stay strong. I have talked with some processors to make sure I knew what was going on. And for example, in the Seattle market, they've lost most of their restaurant business, but they have picked up, of course, in the grocery store business. So they're doing more fish products going into the retail market rather than into the restaurant business. So I think they're adjusting. The problem, of course, they're facing is having the crews to manage the processing plants as they move along. Kodiak is pretty fortunate to have a resident-based employees and folks there that have always worked in the industry and live in Kodiak. So it's less of a problem there. It's more of a problem when you get out to the smaller communities along the chain, for example, where they have to bring in processing employees from outside, either outside of that community or maybe even outside the state. So that's a concern because as you have more outsiders coming into Alaska from Seattle, that they could easily bring that COVID-19 with them. So really concerns about how does the fisheries survive this virus attack?
Along those lines, are any rules or anything being promulgated to, put these people? Well, the governor's already asked everybody coming in to the state to go into self-quarantine. I can't imagine 5,000 cannery workers finding a place in Anchorage to wait for 2 weeks.
Well, that's true. And even if they get them out to some of the very rural sites where they're living in bunkhouses, that's no place to avoid contact with coronavirus either. So it is problematic. And I'm not even sure that we can order folks not to come into Alaska. That's an issue that we are still dealing with. Do we have the power? Alaska Airlines, will they have the flights? So that's going to have an impact on all of us if Alaska Airlines has to retreat and cut back on the number of flights they have. There is concern certainly about how does the processing industry continue. It's going to be difficult, and of course they're all based on the market. What is the market, and is there still a market for halibut, and will there be a pollock, and certainly, and will there be later for salmon when that really hits, coming up here soon. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions out there. If I were a fisherman, or if I were a seafood processor, I'd be very concerned about the future.